Life Audio.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Breathe, the Stress Less Podcast. I'm Bonnie Gray, your soul care guide and mentor to lift you up so that you can get some practical tips to boost your wellness and lower the stress based on science as well as inspired by God's Word.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
One thing that we all want to talk about as we start a new year is how to take off the things that weigh us down. We want to be able to feel the joy that we know we have in our minds, and yet stress often trips us up. So I want to ask, do you often pay attention to the needs of others but seem to easily neglect your own? And let me ask you this, is it easier for you to say yes to most things that you're asked to do? But then once you want to say no, you have a loss for words and you don't even know what to say. Or let me ask you this, if something goes wrong in other people's lives around you, people that you love, okay, whether it's your friends or family or your coworkers or people in ministry, do you feel that you're the one that's responsible to kind of pick up the pieces and shoulder the burdens? If you answered yes to most of these questions, you may be like me. Are you too responsible? Being overly responsible is one of the things that causes us burnout. And when we're trying to make new steps towards the things that give us life, that lift us up so that we can get filled, so that we can pour out. When we're too responsible, in fact, overly responsible, we can get to a place of burnout. And we're going to address how to relieve and combat that burnout on today's show. So you're in a good place. You're in a safe place because we are all the not overachievers. You know, that's kind of the simple way to describe people that stress out or carry anxiety. That's not us. It's not about overachieving. It's about being too responsible. We're just going to get to the heart of what is something simple that you can do to overcome that burnout so that you can make more space to be able to allow God to meet your needs and so that you can be filled up. And then you can pour out. It's just like a river, right? You need to be able to receive just like the rain falling down, whether it's from snow or from the rain that the earth needs. We have a drought here in California. And I also know in Arizona, as I've been reading about their water levels, you know, water is so important and we need to be nourished. Everything in nature, if it's alive, it needs nurturing. It needs water. So we are no less. Our souls, our bodies, our emotions, and our social wellness, all of these things need nurturing. So, well, one of the things that I thought was pretty interesting, during the pandemic, you know, we were at home, my husband and I, he was working from home, and then the kids were also learning, distance learning. And one of the things about COVID was that we ordered this small little monitor. We put it on our finger or our thumb, and when we press into it, it takes a measurement of your heartbeat, like your heart rate. And it's so interesting because once we got it unpackaged, we all wanted to see, hey, what's my heart rate? What's my heart rate? Because that's one way to also look at the instrument measures your oxygen levels. So that was one way to see, you know, if you were breathing well and if there were COVID symptoms, how heavily it was affecting a person. Well, one of the things that I found out is that I didn't realize that my heart rate was very high. And that is actually one signal that I was experiencing stress. Now, on the outside, I didn't feel like I was stressed. But once I looked at my heart rate, I can see that it was a lot more elevated than a normal resting heart rate. So it's very interesting. A lot of us, as we are very caring, we tend to be encouragers or leaders, whether we're a parent or a teacher or in our workplace and ministry, whatever it may be, or even as we are just managing and working through, walking through everyday life, you know, the responsible person in us, we tend to not realize we're so stressed out until we've hit burnout. And so during that time, it's just so odd to us. And that's why it seems so disorienting. And so for us to then suddenly ask ourselves, well, what can I do to be able to recuperate and relax? Those are like hard questions for us. So one of the first things I want to do is even just ask you, are you burnt out? Where are you along the wellness scale? Now, I'm going to ask you some questions, and these are really helpful because sometimes we often want to avoid thinking about how we're doing. We just push forward. But what that does is it puts our body into a state of stress. It's called the stress response. It's when you ignore your emotions, you ignore really the things that are bothering you, and then we think we're able to function well because part of our brain, the problem solving our brain, we are moving forward. We're getting things done, taking care of everybody else, but our body is left in that stress state, just like my body was. I could only tell from that elevated heart rate, right? Now, let me ask you, because these questions will help us to be more aware. Once we're more aware, then we can address, explore, what are the things that we can do to be able to relieve that stress? Studies show that when we ignore our what we might call negative emotions, that's when the body responds with stress. So what we want to do is first become aware and acknowledge them. Then our body, studies show, will actually start to lower the stress. And then we can use our minds to be able to respond to them. Okay, so here are the three questions. Are you regularly physically and emotionally exhausted? Do you lack energy and have trouble sleeping? Do you worry excessively and feel more edgy, feeling sad or hopeless? This is one of the first questions that I found in a Harvard Business Review where they did a study to be able to identify what are the symptoms of burnout. So when we are overly responsible, this is very normal for us to kind of ignore how we're really feeling until our bodies let us know. That's the first question. Second question, are you more cynical and detached than usual? Do you no longer feel joy from things that used to bring you joy? Are you less interested in socializing? Are you feeling less connected to people than you once did? Are you more negative than usual? Do you see the glass as half empty? Now, I'm a person who's glass half full, but this is actually one thing that I do notice myself happening when I am just focused only on things that I need to do and not really nurturing the things that give me relaxation or find joy or time for peace. And I just push myself to the max, I find myself worrying. Now, a lot of times when one of the most popular podcasts from last year was the show on overthinking. And it's interesting. We all want to stop overthinking. We want to stop the rumination, the worries and the negative thoughts that we have. And we'll tell ourselves, stop worrying, stop thinking about all these troubles. But we don't realize our brain has two parts. One part of our brain, the left brain, is where we problem solve, and our logical self. The right part of our brain is the emotional part of our brain. That's where we experience emotions. And so God created us with both parts. So we try to stop the left brain, the problem solving brain, from worrying too much by just trying to tell us ourselves logically to stop. But research shows that it's when we engage in activities that help our emotions soothe and calm. Those are the things that help our left brain to slow down and relax and to let go of our worries, our problems. So this is very important to understand that we need to take action. We need to take movement. And so next week, I'm going to be exploring how do we create rhythms, new healthy habits, so that we can take action and start relieving that stress. But today, I just want to help us to even take time to give worth and value to how you're doing and not just rush into the new year doing the same things over and over again that cause us burnout and stress. Okay, the third question, are you feeling like you're not contributing anything meaningful where you once were? Do you feel a sense of ineffectiveness in everything that you're doing and you feel like, I'm just not making progress, I just feel stuck? Now, if you responded with yes to most of these questions, it's okay. This is very normal, especially for those of us who are encouragers and we're so focused on taking care of others. But yet God's voice, Jesus, has a very radical invitation. Jesus, his voice is calming, quiet, loving, and gentle. And his attention is focused on your well-being. Jesus says, and this is one of the most highly searched Bible verse that shows up in Google. Can you guess it? It's Jesus' invitation. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest, rest for your souls. And in fact, Jesus wants us to learn from him. He says, learn from me, for I'm gentle and meek. So I just want to focus on two action words that's part of Jesus's invitation. Come to me. So we need to move away from what we're doing. We need to disengage and move towards Jesus and what gives us rest. Second, is Jesus says, learn from me. And so this is a very powerful action word in soul care, which is to learn. And learning is, so many studies talk about how our brain can be rewired when we start to move out with new experiences. But that's how the brain learns. We forget that our brain rewires itself only when we do something different, when we take action. So this is just, I wanted to spend time. This is kind of the heart of soul care. It's the passion to create these shows to encourage you, so that you can get excited and feel renewed to try new ideas and take action. Well, this is really good time for me to share with you. I'm doing a special Bible study. It's a Bible study that's focused on 4 weeks to explore 4 different areas where I want to help you to create some new rhythms that will help you improve your emotional well-being, your spiritual well-being, your physical well-being, and your social well-being. These are actually the four areas that I had to really give attention to because I was such an overcarer, meaning I'm overly responsible. And I didn't realize that God wanted me to learn to live in a new way and want to show you what that new way is. It's the topic of my new book, Breathe, 21 days to stress less and transform chaos to calm. And it goes through 21 different stressors. So first, I want you to take a soul care quiz because that'll show you which area to start focusing on. Because if we try to change everything, that's actually one of the first things that is going to just like knock us off the path and just crush us. How can we all change everything? There's no way. God doesn't even expect that of us. He just wants us to follow him one movement at a time, one step at a time. So take the soul care quiz at soulcarequiz.com. I created this quiz. It goes through 21 different stressors and you'll get a result to show you which area that you're missing the most. The second thing is I want you to sign up for my new Bible study. This is free Bible study where I will lead you to explore these four different areas. Now, one of the readers had a great question. She said, well, your book comes out in April, but your Bible study is happening in February. We're starting on February 9th. And she's like, we don't have the book. How can we do the Bible study? Well, I want to bring you to the kitchen. You know, when April comes and we do a book club, we're going to do an early book club for April. And that's where you're going to enjoy this book. It's like a feast I've cooked for your soul. But I want to show you the back kitchen. I want to show you how I created all these different tips and ways to relieve stress based on God's word. I want to kind of show you the cooking behind it so that you can deep dive and hear God's word for yourself. So I'm going to show you how to do the Bible study to explore the four areas of wellness. So sign up at thebreathebook.com. Just go to thebreathebook.com. It's so important that you feel that you can have the encouragement and actual tips to dive into God's word so you can hear him, because his voice is what's going to empower us. He's the inspiration that will draw us to him. So I want you to sign up for that. So today's soul care tip for you is a prayer practice. I want you to begin a breath prayer practice. This is very simple. And our last podcast, I asked you, what is your one word for the year? Well, today I want to ask you, what is the one scripture that speaks to your soul in this new year? Mine is Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 30. And it's about Jesus's invitation. And I want you to practice a breath prayer with your verse. You can use this powerful breath prayer from Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come to me. Breathe in. Exhale. Those who are weary and heavy laden. So you inhale part one of your verse, exhale part two. And so this is a way the breathing will help you oxygenate your body and help your body to have that relaxation response, breathing in, breathing out. And then because we are followers of Jesus, when we read his word and we repeat God's word, we can soak it in. And so that is our spirit being renewed. We can remind ourselves. Now, words of affirmation, studies have shown when we speak positive words to us, it helps our mental health. But when we use God's word, we go beyond just what the secular culture calls mantras. We introduce God's living Holy Spirit into our day. Now, there is a study that compared people who had spoke mantras, secular mantras, or like a one word, and they compared it with people who then spoke a spiritual prayerful meditation. and they compared secular versus spiritual meditation. Which one do you think showed a more effective way of lowering stress? Yes, we're not surprised. It's the spiritual meditation when we integrate prayer into our time of breathing that is more powerful. Now, we know it's because the Holy Spirit, God is the one who brings us peace and joy, and His words give us life. Those words that we whisper, it's just being present with God. It's a reminder. It's just this cleansing river, like the rain and the snow I talked about. It's God's promise, our power verse for today, Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing in which I sent it to accomplish. Now, what's beautiful about this promise is that this promise comes to us as God says in the verse right before it, for just as the rain and snow fall from heaven and do not return without watering the earth, making it bud and sprout, and providing seed to sow and food to eat. So my word that proceeds from my mouth will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish what I please, and it will prosper where I send it. What's the result? So you will indeed go out with joy and be led forth with peace. Wow, friends, what are the seeds that God wants you to plant new this year? Do not be discouraged. Whatever challenges you're facing, whatever stresses your body, your emotions may be experiencing, God says, my word will fall down like rain and snow. It'll help water the seed that's in the soil of your heart. And there will be budding. There will be new sprouting. So we will talk about how we can create the new rhythms, the new practices that God wants you to plant into your life so that you can be free and be more of who God wants you to be and experience His peace and joy. So, well, let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity to start fresh and to start new. But we don't want to start without you. We want to learn from you and we want to lean on you. Because life does get weary and burdens do get heavy, but you tell us that we can come to you and we can find rest. So help us in the new year, even right now, with a powerful scripture to light up our hearts and to light up our minds. Because you love us, we know we have hope. Take care of the one who's listening right now, wherever she is, and let her know that she is very loved. Reassure her heart and place her hand in yours. In Jesus' name, amen. I am so excited. Invite your friends to listen to this series as we get into this beautiful series to help you create new rhythms of rest. And please pre-order my book, Breathe, 21 Days to Stressless and Transform Chaos to Calm. I created this book for you, and this podcast is so amazing. But I always feel like I want to get into the specifics to encourage you. I'm a soul care guide, and in fact, I do soul care coaching. And so if you want to do one-on-one sessions, contact me. You'll see my contact information in the show notes. You can go to my website at thebonniegray.com. But I want you to know that during this Bible study that we're doing with the Breathe book, I'll be able to help all of us as a community. We're going to get specific. You'll get community support so that the things that are important to you, I want to help you to shed the stress, release the stress and anxiety so that you can break free to do the things that God wants you to do this year and to be renewed and to be refilled. Okay, so go to thebreathebook.com. So make sure you take advantage of this time of this community. And I cannot wait to encourage you there. And sign up for this newsletter, the Breathe newsletter. You'll get the article links so that you can be reinforced to remind yourself of God's love and your wellness. Go to thebonniegray.com/subscribe. Okay, I will see you next time. Remember, you're loved, You're cherished. Just rest.
Breathe, the Stress-Less Podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.